They will call me Virgin. Mary is thought to have been 14 years old when she gave birth to Jesus. And cards always show Mary riding the donkey and Joseph walking, but in real life, Joseph would have been riding the donkey because he was a man and important, and Mary would have been walking because she was only a woman. This is a prose poem. The 14-year-old Mary speaks. It's not fair. I haven't done anything, and I've got all the shame of not being married yet, although I'm engaged to this old bloke, Joseph his name is. My mum and dad chose him for me. He's quite rich, I think, and employs lots of people in his carpentry shop, and they say I will be safe and secure, and nothing bad will ever happen to me or the Sprog. The angel lady said it was God's will I should have a baby. But why couldn't he have managed it a bit better? Why couldn't he have waited until I was married? No one would have known. When I told Mum about the angel lady, she was furious. She called me a slut and a whore and a liar. Did I think she was going to believe that load of cobblers? I thought she was going to beat me to death. I've still got the bruises now. Look. She says I have brought shame on them and wanted me to marry Joe straight off and pretend the baby was premature and his, only my dad wouldn't have it. He told Joe about the angel and that I was pregnant, and he didn't believe me either and said he wouldn't marry me. He didn't want second-hand goods. Then something happened. I'm not sure what it was. Mum wouldn't tell me. But he changed his mind and said he did believe me and he would marry me and bring the boy up as his own and not have sex with me until afterwards. That's good anyway. He'll teach him a trade so he can earn a respectable living. People always need carpenters, don't they? I know it's the boy. The angel lady said so, and she said I've got to call him Jesus. Funny sort of name, if you ask me. I'd rather call it Freddy or Wayne or even Finley. Something trendy. If I don't have any more boys, Joe might even leave him the business. My mum's sending me to stay with Elizabeth, that's her cousin, for 3 months. Elizabeth is old too, about mum's age, and she never had any kids. She came out with some story about an angel, and she's 6 months gone. Mum says she just got caught out on the change, and it was the shock of it after all these years that took Zacharias's voice away. He hasn't been able to speak since she told him. I think she thinks that if I'm away for long enough, people will forget about the dates. Some hope. They count the days round here. They'll still be talking about me in 50 years. They'll be calling me the Virgin in a sarcastic nudge, nudge, wink, wink sort of way. To cap it all, just when it's due, we have to go to some back and beyond place called Bethlehem, because Caesar says we have to be registered. I know what it would be like, some boring dump worse than here, but at least it's got a decent hotel. Joe says we'll have a nice room of our own, so that'll be fun. I've never stayed in a proper hotel before, done anything really. And I'll get to ride the donkey on the way, I expect, as I'm pregnant. But it will be a long walk back.